The musician Draco the Ruler is out of jail. A rising star in the L.A. rap scene, he had been held for years on a bizarre, convoluted case involving a murder, his music, California gang laws, and finally, this week's election. NPR's Andrew Limbong reports.
Daryl Caldwell, a.k.a. Draco the Ruler, first got attention for his easy, laid-back style.
I be wildin' out, chopsticks, mopsticks, all in my mama couch, baby.
He was originally arrested in 2017 for a murder he was eventually acquitted of. But he stayed in jail, as prosecutors argued that his lyrics and music videos were proof that Draco's rap group was a violent gang, and Draco was its leader. In California, if you are a gang member, you can be charged for crimes other members of your supposed gang committed. Here's how Draco explained it to NPR earlier this summer.
You don't have to be involved. You don't have to know nothing. You just have to be a gang member. But then the twist is that my rap group is my gang. Come on, bro.
His group, the Too Greedy Stink Team, was just a bunch of musicians, he says. All that didn't deter his music. He released an album from jail earlier this year, recounting his experience in the same breezy style.
I beat the murderer in the 5 to 10s, but you ain't do it, though. That's not the point. Ain't no telling how you make it out that joint.
After nearly 3 years in jail, that included a gag order, more than 9 months in solitary confinement, and of course the pandemic, it's all come to an end with a plea deal. Draco pled guilty to shooting from a motor vehicle. The gang conspiracy charge that tried to pin his rap crew as a gang was dropped.
In an otherwise terrible year, it was a beautiful day.
Draco's lawyer, John Hamasaki, says the election this week helped tip the scales in their favor. The current L.A. County District Attorney, Jackie Lacey, looks like she'll lose to George Gascon, a candidate known for criminal justice reform.
I don't think Mr. Gascon would have taken kindly to this case. I don't think he would have looked well upon it. I think that if the case had been continued to January, it probably would have been dismissed by his office.
As for Draco's future, Hamasaki says that after Draco was released, he went straight to his studio and spent 6 hours recording new tracks. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.